Yo, yo, yo.
What's good? What's good?
Oh, man, nothing much. Woo. Damn, it's sad, though. I think she ordered it. So she didn't come back with it. She ordered it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got you. So let's start this off. What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for coming up to another episode of the Men's Club. How you doing? What's going on? And how have y'all been? That's basically the gist.
How have you been? How was your weekend? If you didn't do anything on the weekend, what are you planning on doing next week? What's going on?
You know, my week's been interesting, been all right. Can't complain.
Okay.
You know, week's gonna go a little sluggish and slow. But outside, it's gonna be raining, so they, you know, not can't do much, but you know, weekend to lighten up.
You know, I like rain in the morning. I don't like rain at night for some reason.
I don't go fucking up my day.
That's true. Feels better than in the morning. I don't know. It's probably just the wake you up aspect. It's just like, seems like it's not going to be a good day. And then you actually have a good day. And it's like, oh, okay. Had a good day on a rainy day. That's like 50-50.
True.
But yeah, but with this topic about men actually leaving women and why this is a thing. Let's talk about it. So, obviously, from a man's perspective, because obviously this is the men's club, but I know all of them aren't going to be men, of course. We have some women that watches our podcast as well. So, for men and women, for both genders as well, would you care to explain the signs that men give that shows that they aren't going to be interested or there's a possibility of them leaving that female?
Well, the biggest and first thing is, you know, if you're not comfortable in your relationship, then you ain't really got to worry about the person leaving.
Right.
You know, that's what messes people up, the comfortability in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't get comfortable in your relationship, you ain't got to worry about that person leaving.
Right.
Comfortability is what messes everything up because you stop doing everything you originally were doing because now you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Start slacking.
You know, for example,
they want to use terminology. Oh, you accept me for who I am. I ain't accept you for no bum ass bitch because that's not how I meant it.
You hear that all the time, though. It's a very common use phrase through movies, shows, films, you name it. You know, and it's like same thing when it goes for like opposed to the opposite sex, you know, this females that, you know, they'll be with you for a certain amount of time. I won't even say they'll be with you. They'll deal with it. They'll deal with their comfortability if you're like too comfortable at a certain extent. But if you're just sitting there and you're like, oh, you know, you're not working or because it's not about, you know, just job. It's about how you're carrying yourself, you know. You know, if they don't see that you're motivated or you're actually doing the best you can to be a better person that you are yourself the next day. Well, not the next day, but, you know, just in general, you know, they're going to leave you. Just like how a male would leave a female. If they just sit there and they see her, sit there and they see the female just sitting down, eating a bunch of chips and, You know, because it's like the, you know, because as a person, you know, in a relationship, you don't want to feel like it isn't 50-50, because that's where that leads to that too much of comfortability. It makes that relationship seem off balance. Because, you know, here's that person coming in, bringing the financial stability, or, you know, it goes to other things, just as, you know, chores around the house. You know, these are obviously common and common sense things that you need to pick up as a human being when you're taught, even not being taught from, you know, say if you didn't grow up and had parents, you know, there are other people that show you, there's TV shows, it's all over the place. It's unavoidable for you to actually take care of yourself, you know? So, you know, it's just the mindset, honestly. You have to have your mindset right. If you don't have it right, then they won't stay with you. I mean, it seems harsh, but it's the truth.
Like they say, you can lead any animal to water. You can't force them to drink.
Exactly. It's their choice. It's their decision. Your decisions depict how your life is going to be, regardless.
Well, all I know is I'm not chasing nobody. I don't want nobody chasing me. I'm good and happy where I'm at. You know, if I meet somebody, I meet somebody, and hopefully we can share the same path together, but I'm not going out my way for no female. Just to hear her say, you know, I got to deal with her and her packages.
Right.
Because in reality, I don't have to.
Yeah, you don't. And then another thing, let's see, another thing that we see all the time. For a male, I mean, honestly, that would be the number one thing, which is comfortability, because comfortability leads to a bunch of things. It leads to also hygiene, where you'll have, you know, for example, you'll get the chick, she's all bad and stuff like that. You know, she looks good. She looks like she has good hygiene, and then she gets comfortable with you and she doesn't want to take a shower. You know, because it's not good.
There's a lot of guys like that too.
That too, yeah.
A lot of guys like that. Listen, if I got to talk to you about taking a shower, you nasty. Fuck out of here. You nasty. Why in God's name am I fucking sitting here telling you take a bath? You should know that. You should take a bath at least twice a day. Minimum one.
For real.
Take a bath for 2 days and somebody got to tell you, you got a fucking problem.
And then not only that, let's see, another thing. Hygiene. Then there's also, what you call it? Oh, there it is. Oh, what's the name for it?
Hygiene is key.
Well, hygiene is key, but there's another thing. It comes to, when it comes to, what's the word for it? Like arguments and stuff like that.
I mean, there's no relationship that you're not.
Well, gonna... I'm not saying like that, but I'm talking about like the specific argument when it comes to, there it is, manipulation. There we go, manipulation. Oh man, that goes both ways. You know, that is a big, big turnoff right there. Manipulation. Because, and there's not only one form of manipulation. Many people have different forms of how they can manipulate you. That goes from, it goes from emotional to physical. You know, you have people that, you know, in relationships, both genders, where they would, you know, on the emotional side, say if like you don't agree with something and they constantly would always talk about, oh, you know, if you leave me, I'm gonna kill myself, you know, that type of deal. They put you in that predicament where it's like you're being forced to stay with them, which is fucked up.
Fuck out of here. Yeah. fucked up. Help myself if you leave. All right, then. I don't want to hear no bullshit later. Oh, you don't love me. I ain't say I didn't love you, but I ain't gonna stop you either. And I ain't gonna kill myself trying to stop you from killing your goddamn self. No, we don't do those.
Oh, man. It's just like I've seen, I've heard many instances and situations like that. Like, it's, I don't know. I mean, it may be around your generation. It was a thing? Still a thing?
What?
That suicidal situation where they'll pretend like they're going to kill themselves in order for the person to stay with them.
Listen, everybody that I ever knew or friends of friends that ever wanted to commit suicide, they're not here today.
Right.
They didn't try.
They did.
There is no such thing as trying to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. There is no trying. You either succeed or you fucking don't.
Right.
And if you don't succeed, that means you wasn't trying.
Right.
So, like I said, there is no trying. You either do or don't. There's no middle piece in that.
Mm.
Like, put a gun in your mouth, you pull the trigger. You pulled the trigger. That means you made an attempt to kill yourself. Now, if the gun don't go off, that is out of your goddamn hands. That is different. You jump off a bridge. You hit the water. You survive. That's when you say you try. But if you sit there at the edge of the bridge and you're contemplating whether or not you want to jump, you never had the intentions in jumping.
Right.
Because the person that's going to do it, does it, doesn't think about it. They just do it. There ain't no time to think about it. I'm done. The thinking was last week. Now it's actions. You got to wait for the police to come, the fire department. Now they're going to talk you out of it. Listen, when you in the mindset to do it, ain't nobody talking you out of it.
Mm.
And the last thing is, you don't make it a public incident to where you can be stopped.
Right.
My dad killed himself. My stepfather killed himself. Those two men made sure there was nobody around when they did what they did. My stepfather hung himself.
Mm.
My father drank himself to death. I think he drank liquor straight for like 5 or 6 days straight. No food, no nothing. All he drank. Bro, there was hundreds of bottles all over the house.
Jeez.
I mean, when I say hundreds, I'm not talking about sitting on the counters, bro. They were all over the floor where you had to push your foot through to step on to get to the floor and move the bottles out your way. There was, if I say hundreds, listen to me, at least maybe about
1,000.
Mad bottles, bro. From the second you open the front door, you were pushing bottles with the front door.
Damn.
That nigga drunk himself to death. Blew up his liver, if I'm not mistaken, to what the story goes. You know what I'm saying? I got another homegirl, jumped off a roof. Like I said, when you gonna do something, you do it. You get what I mean? Right. Like, ain't nobody stopping you. She ain't tell nobody she was doing it. She just did it. I had another homegirl. Jumped off the bridge. That's what I said. If you do it and you fail, that's a try. But if you sat there and you waited for the police or fire department to come and everybody is talking you out of it, you wasn't trying. My homegirl went to the bridge, jumped. She didn't sit there and think about it and see if somebody was coming to save her. No, she walked straight to the bridge, got to the middle, looked, jumped. And it happened to be a car was passing by, saw her take the leap, stopped, called 911. They sent the boats out and found a floater. But she survived the jump. But if she would have stayed floating, she would have drowned.
Right. She was
so she would have died eventually. You understand? So that's what I said. Try.
Let's see. We also have the other key manipulation where they would say, for example, oh, I'll leave you for this person. Because in all honesty, when you hear that, it's like both sides of the stick.
It doesn't have to be, I'll leave you for this person. Even if they say the words, if you don't do it, somebody else will.
Right.
See, that's that mental mind fuckery. You understand? That's what I say, you know, when you do things like this, the relationship ain't gonna go nowhere. It ain't. That relationship over before it started.
Yep.
If you stick around to see what happens and maybe things will change, you're the fucking idiot.
Yep.
You are. You're the idiot to stick around and have the wishes and hopes that someday things will be different. Because in the same way that you can hope things will be different, you can also remember things don't have to be different. If you find yourself, bro, in a relationship where the woman wants you to change, don't. Women have this thing in which where they want a man, they want this, they want that, and then when they got it, they're not interested no more. They cheat on that dude with the nigga you used to be.
Yeah.
You know? Like, stay who you are. Don't change for no female. If you decide to change in life, you do it because you did it for you.
Exactly.
You felt like, all right, that's it. I'm done doing this. I'm about to change. But if you don't and you're doing it for a female, then best believe it ain't gonna last long because you didn't do it because you wanted to. You're doing it because someone brought it to your attention and now you're like, oh, I really want to be with this person. So let me straighten up. No. You got to straighten up before somebody tells you. Because if you're just straightening up for that individual, you're going to revert back to who you was when you don't feel that situation is good.
Yep.
Like that fallback. Like, nah. Don't make a whole housewife. Don't make a whole your husband. Don't think they're gonna change. It's not gonna happen.
It's not.
Before long, they done slept with your brother, your cousin, your uncle. Like they done went through your whole family. This is what they do. This is what they are. Yes, they love you, but it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Yep.
Their love is a totally different love. They love you just as well as they love Papi and Tito, and they love all y'all niggas the same.
Yeah, their love is what we call universal.
They got no bonds. They love everybody.
Oh God.
They said they loved you. They were being wholehearted. They do love you. They love him too, and him too, and those two twins, and that dude. You know, bro, their love is equal. You just don't understand it. Man, I thought you loved me. She do, nigga. She do. She loved you. She loved him too, though. And him, and him, and him, and him, and him, and him, her, him.
See, and then you have the whole neighborhood in love, you know?
Yeah, well, listen. Oh. They didn't call her a hoe in the neighborhood because she was sleeping around with everybody else in somebody else's neighborhood. No, they call her a hoe in the neighborhood because she slept with every nigga in the neighborhood. Now you want to go wife her up. You dumbass fool.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, these are literally the quantities and things that happen when, you know, both genders, when they encounter other genders that don't fit each other, honestly.
It's fucked up when you can start talking about females like produce. Not the quality, it's the quantity. Yeah, we can have the quantity, but it's the quality we really looking for.
Yeah. Gotta be real lucky to see those.
Yeah. Hold your breath. Hold your breath. I keep telling people, you'd be dead before you find it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was that good, there was that good woman, right? But see, there's a story to that very good woman, right? That good woman wanted to fuck around with a fucked up dude because the good dude was a lame dude. See, that's the thing. They want the bad boy. They want that bad boy because there's a different lifestyle. It's always action, action, action. But see, then you got the simple nigga. His life is just straight boring. And they're not interested in that. They don't want that boring life. They want that boring life after they got like 13 kids from 15 different daddies type shit.
Mm.
13, you heard me, right? 13 kids
from 13.
15 baby daddies. That means two of them didn't live. But or two of them are not woulda. But like at the end of the day, you know, it's like what we left with.
Right.
You know, you either gonna accept her with her 13 and 15 baby daddies or you don't get nothing at all. The woman doesn't want the good dude in the beginning. They want the good dude when they're no longer worth shit.
Right.
And now they still like, oh, somebody will take care of me. Yeah, you want to go fuck with a good dude now and go fuck up a good dude, ruin his fucking life with your problems like galore. And then now the good woman don't ever get to see the good dude because the good dude ain't a good dude no more.
Where all the good men at?
Good dude are being managed by fucked up women. You know, good women are being fucked up by fucked up men, but they doing that purposely. They know the road they're going down. They just deep inside these women feel like I could change him. No, you can't. Stop trying to change people. Stop being so fixated in changing a dude from what he is to what you want. Why don't you just find a nigga the way you want him? Stop trying to fix and change and, oh, maybe if I get him out the hoodie and jeans and put him into a suit, he'd be a man. No, because deep inside, he's still a hood nigga. No, got to get yourself somebody that knows there's a time and a place to be that hood nigga. We've already done experienced all that. We know what's up. We be a hood nigga when we need to be a hood nigga. Outside of that, we keep it respectful. I don't wake up every morning eating a bowl of gangster cereal. Like, no. Okay. That's how we make it.
Oh, that was good.
Like today, I'm feeling thuggish. I'm having two bowls. Oh man, like cut it out, like for real.
Yeah, but it's just like, oh, we can't have more than one thing. It's, we gotta have this. It has to have that. Like, it's just like they mold that man into what they want, and then they get bored.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then they're gonna go back to the nigga you used to be with because that's where their excitement was. Oh, but don't think she ain't coming. When she done ran the streets again for a while and got knocked up, she gonna remember you. You're gonna wanna come to you and try to explain to you how you ain't understand that, you know, she had needs. Bitch, you just a hoe. Not have me. Same way you gotta get up and go to the bathroom every couple hours, that's how you gotta fuck every couple hours. And the problem is I'm gonna be at work every couple hours, so you're gonna find somebody to fuck every couple hours. No, we're not doing that. Not even, nah.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Nope. We ain't even gonna think about it. We ain't gonna do it. We ain't even gonna attempt to go down that road. Oh, but you gotta give a woman a chance. No, I don't. There's two things people do not understand that they love to throw in your face is you gotta be understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta show you care. Listen, fuck out of here. I do not have to show I'm understanding. And two, I really don't give a shit, so no, I don't care. I do not have to be understanding. Why? Because I don't care.
But it's just I've been going through emotional stuff and I need somewhere to release it.
Then keep releasing it over there. Why are you back over here for? Because I love you. No, we're not doing that type of love. Keep that. Put it in the bank, save it for somebody who gives a shit because it's not me.
Mm.
And the thing is that I've already know when a female's getting to that stage. You understand? That's why I can't date a female because I already know the signs that are gonna and where they're going. It's just don't worry, bro. You'll get there too.
Damn, I don't want to get there, bro. I don't have to deal with that, but damn.
Bro, to find that right one, you gotta have to go through a few of non-right ones.
Right, yeah.
How are you gonna know what the right one is if you haven't gone through a few?
Right.
I want a female that's like this, like this, like this, like this. But then you get the female that's like this, like this, like this, and then she is boring as shit. Not interested. Now you're bored. That's not what you really, you know what I'm saying? So me, truthfully, I like a quiet girl, but a freak as fuck in the bedroom.
Sounds about right.
Does she have to cook? Does she have to cook? No. She don't have to, but it'd be nice if she knew how to set some shit up.
Right.
Be nice. I talk about, oh, I cooked you some Hot Pockets. No, you mean the microwave.
You want some cereal? I got some cereal. Mm-hmm.
Get you some milk. No!
Oh, man. I'm not, but sometimes those Hot Pockets be hitting different. I'm not going to lie.
I don't give a fuck. That's how I'm Nigga don't work hard all day. Nigga want to sit down to a nice steak and potatoes or some rice and beans and you hitting me up with a Hot Pocket and some potato chips. Fuck, I'm slapping you. Kicking you the fuck out my house.
What's wrong? You don't like Hot Pockets?
Yeah, what the fuck you doing goddamn day that you couldn't chef some shit the fuck up? I was tired. Doing what? I still look like it was when I left.
You know how long it took me to cook that Hot Pocket?
45 seconds in that microwave. So you thought of me for a whole minute. In a 24-hour day.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Mm, can't.
Females like that, bro. And then because you didn't eat the Hot Pocket, she gonna be mad at you. Throw a titty tantrum because you didn't appreciate her doing something for you. And yeah, okay, you saved that shit.
Or you have...
Oh, you appreciate that I cook for you? Yo, turn the whole script on you, bro. Make you feel guilty that you ain't eat that Hot Pocket. You ain't doing that one to me, man. I'm not doing that one to me. That's how it's good. Go ahead. Raise your voice and start screaming, but I don't appreciate that Hot Pocket. I'm going to throw it at you and show you how much I appreciate you and that Hot Pocket.
Like, I got burned. The Hot Pocket was still cold. Stop playing.
Yeah, right?
It was still cold.
You talk about the chicken got ice in the middle. You ain't even cook it all the way.
Oh, man. And then you got the females also, or males, where they'll do something wrong and they know they're in the wrong relationship. But instead of actually changing what they're doing wrong and actually coming to understanding, they would use sex as an option in order to be able to seduce that.
And you got those. The ones that work better are the ones that know they're doing something and make you feel like you're the guilty party.
Mm-hmm.
The reverse psychology of shit.
Exactly.
They really sit there and they're the ones fucking up, and yet somewhere along the line they got you thinking you doing something wrong and you scratching your head like, but damn, when could I have done that? Like, I go to work and come straight home, but I'm cheating. Like, when did that happen? Like, how does that, like, she knows it only takes me 5 minutes to get from home to work, and I'm here in 4 minutes. Like, what the hell? When did I cheat? In them 4 minutes, I must have did something. They're going to sit there and make it your fault because those 4 minutes, like, oh, it only take a nigga 30 seconds to come. Who the fuck you're fucking?
Last time I checked for my results dealing with you, it wasn't though 30 seconds.
That's what I said, bro. Females that try to use another anything, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whether it's a person, another thing, anything, to make it seem like it's your fault, you don't need to be in those, bro. I'm not saying to be single, but there's a lot in relationships and a lot of people get comfortable in it. You know, like, let's say, when I say comfortable, let's break down the comfortability.
All right.
Comfortability. When you first get with a female, or you're trying to get this female, let's start there.
Okay.
When you're trying to get this female, yo, you make sure your hair is done, you always shave, your clothes is decent, you always washed, and this, that, and the third. Now, you got a female. Now, things don't change for the first while, but then eventually, you ain't shaving that often.
Right.
You know, you get up, you don't jump in the shower right away. Now you wait a while. You're sitting around the house in your pajamas all fucking day long. See, that's the comfortability that will eventually get your relationship fucked the fuck up. Because you ain't doing the same shit you used to do.
Yeah.
And what attracted her to you was because you were that type of person. Don't get mad because now you're slouching as a fuck up. And, oh, you got to accept me for who I am. No, I don't. Because the person I met ain't this person right here. And that's where people forget. If I met you this way, that's different. But that's not the way I met you. I met you a totally different way.
Yep. happens a lot.
Yeah, dudes literally come out their face and be like, oh, because I feel comfortable around you. No, nigga, never feel comfortable. No, bitch, never feel comfortable. Because comfortability is the mother of all fuck-ups in relationships. Because trust me, the second you start getting a little comfortable or feeling the little comfortability, or you start saying to yourself, oh, he ain't going to get mad or she ain't going to get mad about it. Trust me, you done fucked up. Mm. Because if they do, now you're sitting there saying to yourself, oh, I didn't think they would be that way. Yeah, because you got comfortable and you didn't know the person you really fucking with, even if you fucking with them for 5 fucking years. You could be with somebody for 5 fucking years and still not know the person you with.
Yep.
So don't sit there and get comfortable because you don't know the person you with. It doesn't matter. You could be living with your husband 10 fucking years and find out the motherfucker serial killer. How did you not know you lived with the nigga? Why? Because the nigga was just that good. Had a wife, 4 kids, held a job, and was one of the biggest serial killers in New York, in the United States. You get what I'm saying? Like, bro, you never know. Don't get comfortable. When you get comfortable, you put your guard down. When you put your guard down, you stop looking at the shit you used to look at that used to give you the red flag. And then another thing. Stop looking at red flags like caution signals. They're red fucking flags. A caution signal is yellow.
Yep.
You see a red flag, that's a red flag. It's not trying to tell you to slow down. That shit's telling you to stop. Back up. Hold up. Let me reevaluate this right here. Then later on, you'll be like, well, you know, I did see the warning signs, but there goes again. The but. Yeah, but you thought you could change them, or you thought they could change, and you thought things would change. No, don't do it to yourself.
Honestly. It's not it. Let's see. And then another thing, let's see. It's a good thing that you brought that up too, about that, when it comes to comfortability too. For example, say if you're in a relationship with a person, and you know everything's going good, and then you get comfortable, and then right after you get comfortable, they're like, "Oh, I kind of like this person because they are my the times when they would say like." For example, oh, if you hear this is so bad. If a female ever tells you, oh yeah, this person reminds me of you, bro. Bro. And that's No. And you know, you notice a different pattern. Like, I understand. Well, I hate saying I understand. I'm going to just say the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to always say that because that's what it always is, benefit of doubt. The benefit of doubt is, you know, obviously, when you're in a relationship, patterns always change. Everything isn't like a fucking robot. Everything changes. But what I mean by patterns is a very bad pattern when you notice where before, you know, things were okay, things were good, and then whenever she's around another guy that's around you, she starts to laugh more. She starts to, you know, invite him over and over when you're not around.
See, that right there, that again, that's the comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
See, let me explain something to you. Don't always fall for that right there. You know what I'm saying? That whole, you know, oh, and she's around your boy, she's all giddy and all this and all that or whatever. Yo, I've had a situation in which where my ex-boy was his wife His wife, they were married with a kid. His wife would curse me the fuck out. She called me all kinds of motherfuckers and all kinds of shit. You hearing me?
Yep.
Right? Now, when I say she was not in any friendly type of person to me, in the beginning, she was when we first met. She was nice, and then all of a sudden, that ball, it was like I walked over to the house and opened the door and was like, there was a chick with a red suit and horns there and a tail. Like, what? Wow. She was like, what the fuck you want? And she just barked on me, some hard body. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? That was the first time I ain't saying nothing. That shit, yo, I let that shit rock out for like a whole week, bro. Every time I went to pick this nigga up. So the last time she was like, she said something to the effect like, yo, don't be coming to my fucking house without me knowing. And da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, yo, you know what? I told my boy, like, listen, bro, before I slap fire out your wife, bro, I'm just not going to go knock on your door. You know what time I'm going to be outside, bro? Be out there. Stop going to that nigga crib for about a month or two. Then one day, I'm supposed to go pick this nigga up. I'm outside, the nigga not coming out. So I call upstairs, like, yo, where this nigga at? She's like, oh, he in the bathroom. He's like, if you want to come upstairs and wait for him, you can. I was like, all right, whatever, you know, boom, hung up the phone. But I didn't feel like waiting in the car. So I was like, fuck it, let me go upstairs. Went upstairs. Knock on the door. She opens the door. Let me in. I sit on the couch, nothing. She was like, he be right out. And she walks right into the bedroom. I ain't thinking nothing of it. Couple seconds later, she come out the bedroom butt naked. I'm looking at her like, all right, like, what the fuck going on here? Like, I'm literally looking over my, I'm sitting on a couch, bro, looking over my shoulder like somebody's supposed to jump from between the couch and the wall. Like, but there's when I found out at that very moment that just because a female sits there and badmouths you doesn't technically mean the badmouth.
Right.
Because the story goes that he wasn't there. He was not at the house. He technically was nowhere around. He wasn't going to be around for hours. She suckered me into going out there so she could finally tell me that the reason she was acting the way she was acting is because she didn't want him to know that she was starting to like me. So she put in front of not liking me and didn't want me around so he wouldn't think anything. So yeah, you can have that situation where you have the female all giddy and flirty around the nigga, or you can have the situation where she sits down and acts like she hates you to all fucking live in hell, and then at the end of the day, you find out that she really does like you.
Mm.
Sleep with her? No. Could I have? Yeah. She was naked.
Oh, wow. You turned that down. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Turned that down. Never told him. So don't always go for that, you know. Don't always think that just because she's giddy around the nigga, she like him. You know what I'm saying? Because she can act like she can't stand his fucking guts. Just so you don't think nothing of it and be clueless to you coming home and a nigga sitting in the staircase like, yo, I was waiting for you. Waiting for you. You know I ain't trying to go in there with that crazy ass woman. Yeah, the nigga just came out your crib fucking your woman.
Yo.
came out your crib, fucking your woman, decided he was gonna sit on the stairs, smoke a cigarette, and wait for you to come home. While she go inside, take a shower, straighten up, make the house look decent, like nothing ever happened, turn on the food so the sex smeller leave the house. Ah, man, listen, bro, don't play with me, bro.
Oh man.
Like, oh, you know that shit don't work like that. Yes, it does, because I fucking done it. I'm only talking about shit that I've done. I don't talk about shit that I've seen or heard. If I've done it, no. Like, come on. Shit happens, bro. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I've been waiting on you. I got tea.
I was in the neighborhood, came to check you. I realized you wasn't here, so I didn't want to knock on the fucking door because I ain't hear you.
Yeah, but inside the room, but you're inside.
No. You in the hallway. You in the hallway in the staircase in the building. You ain't in this room. You just sitting outside. So when he come home, he see you sitting outside his building or in front of the house or whatever. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know you was already in the house fucking the shit out of his girl. He just think you sitting out there waiting for him to come home. No. He was home. He broke. That nigga was in there beating the back out your wife, boy, something good. Your wife's still in the bathroom taking a shower, coming, thinking about what just happened. She ain't thinking about your dumb ass.
Nope. She thinking about, oh, when can I do this again?
Yo, just finish sucking that nigga. And be like, how you doing, baby?
Oh.
Yo, bro, I'm fucked up, bro.
But it's true. It happens.
It happens. That's all I'm saying.
Like, wow,
bro. When you ask me if I have respect for women, I tell you no. I'm not lying to you. It's because I've got those females that sit down and tell you that no, they're not that type of way, and then later on, they're worse than the type of way you're talking about. Right. I look like an innocent angel. Sorry, bro. Had to make that noise to close these windows, man. It's getting cold.
You're good. It's about to rain soon over here in another hour.
Nah, it's just getting cold out this bitch. I got my windows open, so it was 60 some degrees out here today. It ain't 60 shit now. But yeah, man. You know, just keeping it 100.
Wow.
Bro, I never told you the story about my cousin. I ain't gonna say his name. I ain't trying to throw him under the bus like that or not like that.
Mm-hmm. And
family's big. I could be referring to just about anybody. So, but, bro, I've always said that if you're not believe me when I say I fucked your woman, then, you know, or I can fuck your woman, and you think I'm joking, you know. Try to tell him the woman he was with wasn't shit. I didn't even know her. Didn't even know her. Never met her, bro. I'm gonna emphasize the never met. Well, I did meet her, but that
at the time.
Second. That, but
yeah.
I never met her before, you know, beforehand.
Right.
I just knew that she was a type. Well, let me not say I knew. I thought she was a money grubbing type of chick. You know what I'm saying? So I did not like her. The reason why I didn't like her was because my cousin would get paid on Friday and be broke on Sunday, asking me for money on Monday so he could go to work. Wait, what? Bro. You just worked all week. You done got paid more than I did. and I'm over here giving you money? Like, don't that shit sound kind of fucked up right now?
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, that shit happened for a while, man. And I mean a while before I said something. And I didn't say nothing to him. I kind of said something to her.
Right.
So one day she called the crib and I was already fed up. So I told, you know, she called, he wasn't home yet. He was working a double shift. Because I had barked on him about not having money. So he was trying to have more money so he wouldn't ask me for that.
Right.
I already knew how that was going to work. He's just going to have more money to blow on her. So he was at work late. She called. I told her she wasn't home. He wasn't home, sorry. She called back times. That same night before he got home. Before the last time I told her, yo, me and you, we're going to have to talk. She's like, about what? I was like, I don't want to talk about that shit now. We'll talk about that shit later. She's like, when later? I was like, I don't know. When later comes. Like, but my cousin's not home. When he coming home, I'll tell him to call you. That's that. He got home. They spoke for a good like 5-10 minutes because he was tired. He just want to go to bed. That was like about 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Like 11:15, the phone ringing again. It's her. So me being who I am, indignant ass, she calls. I'm like, yo, didn't I tell you that, you know, when he got home, I would let, you know, let him know. I was like, and I did. But he sleep. She said, oh, I didn't call to talk to him. I called to talk to you. About what? Oh, didn't you say you wanted to ask me something? I was like, yeah, when I'm ready to talk to you. Long story short, she fucking turned around. Couple things on the phone that tells me to tell her to stop. She persists on continuing. And I told her, yo, you keep it up. I'm gonna go to your house. Fuck the shit out of you. Meanwhile, again, never met this girl before. He's like, oh, you don't know where I live. Ha 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 ha. I'm like, oh, that's all right, though, you know, joke it up, blah, blah, blah. She says something. I said, what? She says, oh, you heard me. I said, nah, I really didn't. She repeats it again. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you telling me? She said, my address. I said, well, I didn't get it. So, you know, if you really want me to come, you got to give me the address a little slower. So she does tell me and everything. So I say, yo, stop playing with me, yo, because I'll jump in a cab and go over there. She says, I'm not playing. That's my address. I said, all right, called the cab. Went over there. Again, never met Shorty. Didn't know what she looked like. At this point, I ain't give a shit. So I knock on her door. She opened the door. Surprising. She was fucking gorgeous. And she grabbed me by my shirt, pulled me in her crib, and lo, see and behold. The next day, I told my cousin.
Oof.
And I slept with his girl. He was mad as shit. He thought I was lying at first until I told him where her tattoo was. Oh. Yeah. You think I'm going to sit here and lie to you, bro? She got a tattoo right here, right? Now, if I never met your girl before, how would the fuck would I know that?
Oh,
I wasn't lying to him. No reason to lie to him. But I knew she was that type of person. Lo and behold, he stayed with her anyway.
Oh my God.
Down ass nigga. She wound up cheating on that nigga again with some with her baby daddy. Talk about, oh, I gotta go to Puerto Rico. I gotta go to Puerto Rico. So this is my cousin go and buy her the ticket. When she come back, she was up there with her baby daddy. I was laughing my ass off. Like, dude, bro, you should have walked away when I told you she slept with me, you dumbass. Like, for real. It's like, yo, I spoke to her for the mere couple hours on the phone, bro. I'm in the crib fucking the shit out of her. And here you are paying for a ticket for this chick to go to Puerto Rico. What do you think was going to happen? If she ain't fucking baby daddy, she was fucking some nigga up in the island. You fucking kidding me, bro.
Wow. Damn.
Papi Chulo up there with some sweet voice. I wasn't even a Papi Chulo and I was knocking your shorty up. So get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man.
And that's all that comfortability shit, bro.
That's a major L, man. That's
it is what it is.
Wow.
That's why last year when I was we was having all them conversation about the girl, the different girls wanting to be with me and this, that, and I'm telling you, nah, I'm good. Yeah, man. I'm good. There's one person, you know, that I like to get to know, but wouldn't even know how to put that one into a category.
Right.
Why? The person didn't they never knew I liked them and they just found out. After so many years, they had no idea. And I told them they wasn't meant to know. They wasn't even supposed to know now. But right. I said, fuck it. So,
wow.
I don't get comfortable in relationships because they come and go. You know what I'm saying? You want your relationship to really last, you don't get comfortable. You work on it every day like you was working on it the first day.
Right. Yep. That's the way to do it.
Yep. Simple.
Simple as simple talk as it gets.
Simple, simple talk. For real, for real. But you wanted to discuss the Will Smith situation.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, man. There's like actors seeing how they don't agree with it, what happened, and some with Will Smith, how he took on the action.
Before I found out, I told you and I say, yo, there's two things. First, if he did it because his wife is sick or something like that, that's different. If he just did it because, you know what I mean, that's what he just felt to do. Like, that's different. If he was really defending his wife, I understand that. Don't condone it, but I understand where it came from.
Right.
And a lot of other people do as well. You know, she has a sickness, a disease, or whatever, however they want to categorize it. Whichever way it is, you know, it's not a laughing matter to the person that has it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you made a joke about her not having hair. She has alopecia. so she can't have hair. And bro, she's a beautiful woman. She was gorgeous when she had long hair. Like, you kidding me? You don't think that bothers her? And yeah. Now you can joke about it? Bro, that right there in itself strikes anger. You know, he has no idea what Will Smith has had to go through. You know, maybe sat down and had to convince her to go there because she didn't want to go there the way she looked. You get what I'm saying? Like, and now here you go throwing jabs at her. Bro, it could have been, yo, there's a lot of scenarios. And then, like I told you, more fucked up if he knew that she had it. And then you're going to joke about it.
Right.
Chris Rock knew she had alopecia, and then you're going to throw that jab at her like that? That's fucked up. That smack was well deserved. I'm not condoning it, though. But if it was me, you're lucky you got away with that slap.
Because that's what I mean. He could have handled the situation the same way, but backstage.
No. And as a lot of people keep saying that, but you disrespected my wife, national TV, my nigga. I'm going to disrespect you the same fucking way. Now, is it still funny when you was laughing about my wife and gigging about my wife? Now I slapped the shit out you. Is it funny now? Where's the ha-ha moment now, nigga? So I do understand, because I'm that type of nigga. I understand. I'm not saying it was right, though. I'm not saying it was right. Not if it was me, it'd have been a play. I'd have been locked up. I'd have been locked up. My career as an actor would have been over.
Terminated.
Over. I'd have beat the bricks off of him on national TV. Disrespect my wife that way. Yo, he lucky he got slapped. See, that's what I'm saying. It could have played out a whole lot differently. Especially if he knew. And that's why I feel that he got up there and slapped him. Because I feel that Chris Rock knew she had alopecia and gigged on it.
Right.
Not realizing what Will Smith would have been going through at home because of it. You could see it in her face as soon as he made mentions. She was disgusted beyond disgusted. She rolled her eyes. Like that, you know what I'm saying? It was a low blow. You don't joke about somebody's illness, sickness, whatever. You don't do it, bro, regardless. If a handicapped person wants to get on stage and gig on handicapped people and then gig on himself, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Than a person that's not handicapped gigging on a handicapped person.
Exactly.
If he had alopecia and was joking about alopecia, that is fucking different than gigging on somebody that got it and you don't. Not realizing how the fuck they feel. Like I said, she probably didn't want to go there because she didn't have no hair. I'm just saying, she probably didn't. Will Smith sat there and fucking convinced her to go. Don't worry about it. Nobody gonna pay that no mind. And here he go, making it a national thing. Yeah, again, you see where that slap came from now.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, the slap heard around the world. You're gonna have people divided about it. But again, if the people that are divided knew whether or not he knew about it and gigged about it, it's a very big different story. I don't think the same people will be condoning him knowing and gigging about it. Because now you letting everybody know it's okay to make fun of handicapped people or sick and ill people.
But I like that the way he walked off though. It was smooth. Smacked him and walked off smooth.
He didn't have to curse them. Keep my wife's name out, you fuck him up. He didn't have to say nothing. He could have just sat there and looked at the man. He didn't have to say nothing. He knew why he got slapped. And let everybody else think the shit was staged if they wanted to. The nigga that got slapped knows it wasn't staged.
That's why he's like, I just got slapped by Will Smith.
Just stayed like that. He should have never said nothing. Mm-hmm. Just left and had everybody wondering if he really did or did not slap him.
Yeah.
Because people did not know. They did not know. People were just stuck. Like, did he really just hit him until Will Smith answered, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth? That's when they knew he was serious.
Right.
But if he never said nothing, niggas would have never known. Just gave him that dirty eye look like, nigga, you know what just happened. You know why you got bitch slapped. Now, if you want to discuss this after the show, we can do that too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. This is something that'll never go away. This is history right here. History.
That shit was front news before fucking Ukraine.
Yo, that's the sad part though. That's what I meant. I mean, even though it's real, but sometimes when it comes to like news and stuff like that, they put stuff that's out that's not as important as other stuff like that.
See, but they incorrect on their information. They said the slap heard around the world. Mm-hmm. That's not true. That is so not true. Because not one person in Russia knew about that slap unless they read about it on some kind of social media or somebody told them about it. Why? Because they don't get channels we got.
Exactly.
And social media is blocked in Russia right now. So yep. No, it's technically not the slap heard around the world. There's millions upon millions of people that still haven't heard about it yet.
For real.
A lot of people in Ukraine, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people that didn't hear about it. And if they did, they don't give a shit. Right about now about that. That's petty to them. Like you sitting there with about a slap. My house just got blown up.
For real. Like, yo.
Well, right. Things are different. We live in different times now, man. You got to watch what you say, how you say it, how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
You know, like, bro, I never knew people were so fucking sensitive before.
Until now.
What? Bro, unfucking believable.
The world is changing and evolving in many different ways.
From now, for a while, I know I'm gonna be fighting a lot of fucking people. That's all I know. Cause I'm not watching my fucking mouth. I don't do those. I don't. I'm not gonna hold my hand back because somebody feel a fucking way. Feel a fucking way.
It's normal. you're supposed to feel some way.
Supposed to feel a way. It's a normal fucking response. Like, no, nah, I'm not doing that, bro. I ain't go my whole life of being straightforward to being holding my tongue and trying to find new ways to say shit. No. If I was meant to candy coat shit, I'd have been candy coating shit my whole life.
For real.
Now I don't know the stuff, so I ain't candy coating shit.
Yeah. We going to wrap this up because, bro, I'm hungry. And the pizza's here.
Oh, I thought you ate already.
No, I told you the pizza had to come. She had to, well, I think she went out and got the pizza or she ordered. No, it ordered because I heard them doing that.
Ordered. But I thought you were talking about she already, oh, you know, it was already there.
It came when we started.
Gotcha. Like
I heard the knock at a door.
Gotcha. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we are ending this episode of Simple Talk with your host, Mr. Anubis and Stargazer.
Yes.
If nobody told you, we'll tell you. We love you. Stay safe. Stay warm.
And what's another thing? Y'all already know. I don't know. Just stay safe. Just stay safe, man.
And keep everybody over in Ukraine in your prayers. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, safe and positive way, not in a negative way.
Honestly.
Being said, we see y'all on the next one. We out of here.
Peace.